This young woman, when she was asked what she thought about the care that was given, she said, you know, if you've given birth, then you've given life. And if you've given life, you can do anything.
Welcome to See You Now Insights. I'm Rebecca McEnroy. When pioneering nurse midwife Ruth Watson Lubick opened the nation's first freestanding birth center, she sparked a movement. What began in New York in the 1970s has grown into more than 350 birth centers across the country. But as Ruth explains, the greatest innovation wasn't only safer births at lower cost, it was the empowerment that women carried beyond childbirth.
Well, you know, we opened the first birth center in 75, and by the early 80s, there were midwives from all over the country coming to us saying that they wanted to do a birth center. They would come to look at us, and then they would decide that, yes, this was what was needed wherever they were. And they were from all over the country. And so we tried to help them take advantage of what we had learned, you know, because part of it is getting the legal permission to do it, part of it is the money, you know, and so forth and so on. So that's what we worked on very hard and formed and then set up the American Association of Birth Centers, and that's been doing workshops in how to establish freestanding birth centers for a number of years now, and they're very complete. They go into everything, you know, from the space that you need and the staff that you need and the funding that you need and so forth and so on. And when we opened, we were the first freestanding birth center in the country that was legally sanctioned, because there had been people in the field who had tried to give a different kind of birth to families they were caring for, but it wasn't done in the same way that we were doing it. So it continues to grow. And by continuing to grow, I mean we were the first legally sanctioned center in 1975, and now there are more than 350 birth centers operating in this country. There has been a study by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation called the Strong Start Study, which looked at birth center care, the maternity home care, the centering pregnancy. So those three things mm-hmm. were looked at in the Strong Start Study. And there have been materials come out of the federal government suggesting that there should be more birth centers available, especially to very low-income families. The thing that we do is consider the families to be part of our team. And they have their responsibilities, you know, to learn about what's going on, and we make the information available to them. And when they come for prenatal sessions, they're usually group sessions, and we just encourage them. And then they have a chance to talk to other families who have utilized the birth center and find out what they feel about their experience. And it's, you know, if I wanted to stop it, I don't think I could do it. And even when we, you know, we did the first birth center on 92nd Street between Madison and Park in New York, which is a high-rent area. And the families who came to us there came easily, enjoyed their experience and so forth, but we did not see the very low-income families that my intuition told me we should be trying to help, and that we could really make a big difference in their whole lives by giving them a good birth experience. And so we looked for another place to have a birth center in a neighborhood where there were mostly people of color and people of low income. And we finally found a place in the South Bronx in New York. And that was opened in 1988. And it was there that I cannot ever adequately emphasize with you the way I did not see the empowerment factor when we went there. I knew that we could make outcomes better. That was never a question in my mind. But this whole idea of empowerment, it was never in my vision at all. But it was put in my vision by a young African-American woman because we made a point of telling the families the difference between obstetrics, where it's generally described as doctors delivering babies, and between that and the way we saw it being done, which is we attend women while they give birth. And this young woman, when she was asked what she thought about the care that was given, she said, you know, if you've given birth, then you've given life. And if you've given life, you can do anything. You can get a job, and you can go to school, and you can do whatever you want, as long as you put your mind to it. And she said, I think that's the best thing about the center. It empowers women. And the women, in turn, empower their families. And the families can empower their community. And you know what I saw when she said all those things? I saw, we have the answer to this problem of low-income areas where people get mired in nothing. You know, and that young woman was instrumental in my career. The way she said it was really a sort of an eye-opener to me. And some years later, when I was at a meeting of medical people, and I was asked to give an example, you know, of what we were doing, and I repeated that she said, you know, and you could have heard a pin drop in a place. And then people came up to me afterward and said, it's really inspirational to hear you say that. I said, okay, let's do more.
That was Pioneer MacArthur Fellow and Nurse Midwife Ruth Watson Lubick from Episode 6, Empowering Childbirth. You can listen to Ruth describe her 6 decades of experience in nurse midwifery, how far care delivery and childbirth has come, and what the next 60 years of health innovation in this space could be when you subscribe to See You Now wherever you get podcasts. For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening.